The Language of Desire, Paying Homage to the Mighty Penis. If you want to reach right into the core of your man's raw primal sex drive, you need to understand just how important his penis is to him. Now, it may not be the prettiest looking thing, but he loves it, and you should too. Nothing will earn his undying devotion to you more than a never-ending well of cock worship. So, let's learn to love the penis. First of all, why does he want to show off his penis? I get this question a lot, and I used to wonder the same thing. And because I love research, I actually discovered there's an evolutionary force that pushes men to show off their units. So if we look toward the animal kingdom, male monkeys and apes will show the female of this species their penis as a way to demonstrate sexual interest. Now, not to get into a debate about evolution or creationism, but to me this explains that men are kind of hardwired to want to put their manhood on display. It's his way of letting you know, hey, look, I've got a penis and I want to have sex with you. Which also explains the creepy flasher in the raincoat phenomenon and the proliferation of penis pics floating around the internet. And if you've done any amount of online dating, you've probably met a too eager dude who texted you a pic of his junk. Yikes! So while females in the animal kingdom might see the male of this species flash his naked wiener and understand it as an invitation to sex, we human females tend to think pervert when some dude we hardly know shows us his wiener. So more on flashers for a second. This whole pervert thing is also a reason there are guys who get their jollies by flashing their junk at unsuspecting women. We throw around the word exhibitionist a lot, but it's actually a sexual disorder whereby people get aroused by exposing their genitals to other people. Now, some flashers do it to get aroused as well as to shock or upset their audience, and other flashers do it to get aroused and also with the hope that the person witnessing their display will become aroused as well. And the goal of the flasher is generally not to commence in sexual activity. The exposing of his genitals is what arouses and satisfies him. The other less perverted reason he wants to show off his peen? You see, he gets completely turned on by seeing your naked breasts and lady bits. Therefore, in his mind, you're going to get turned on by seeing his penis. It's called projective empathy, i.e., if I like it, I'm predicting that you'll probably like it too. So even though he probably doesn't actually say to himself, wow, I'd really like to see her boobs. I wish she'd send me a picture of her boobs. Hey, I know, I'll send her a pic of my dick, which will make her then send me a pic of her boobs. But that's what his brain is thinking. Seeing boobs equals I get turned on. Therefore, seeing my penis equals she gets turned on. But do you get turned on by seeing it, though? You know, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Personally, I love to see my boyfriend's dick in a pic and in person. I didn't always feel that way, though, but once I understood how he feels about it, it changed my mind. Because he sees his penis as an extension of his masculinity and self-worth, literally. So he views his penis as his tool to bring you to the heights of ecstasy. Okay, we all know that the chances are his tongue is the organ that really gets the job done for you. Well, it could even be that he did the dishes and put the kids to bed that gets you to the brink of an orgasm. However, in his mind, his penis is number one in the ecstasy category. So as you learned in the previous lesson, most men are literally humming with testosterone 24/7. And beneath their calm demeanor lurks a ravenous sex beast who wants to seduce and fuck pretty much every woman in sight, even though he doesn't. His penis is the body part that shows proof of these manly testosterone-driven desires, even more than his brain. Now, every guy loves his penis, but he also feels completely at the mercy of it at the same time, which is why he calls his penis his little brain, or he may say his penis has a mind of its own. In a man's world, his penis is calling the shots much of the time. The best comparison to help you understand how his penis represents his manhood is how we women feel about our breasts. We obsess over their size and their shape, and we try on all sorts of bras to enhance how they look, and we compare our girls to other women's. And for many of us, we view our boobs as the pinnacle of our femininity. But most guys, sure, they love boobs, but they generally don't nitpick about them because in his mind, awesome, I get to see boobs is all that matters. But honestly, the way we think about our boobs is probably only a fraction of the importance a man gives his penis. Just understand that he's looked at his wiener in every possible way. He's measured it. He's compared it to other guys' units. He thinks about his penis pretty much all the time, or at least a good amount of the time, and he hopes against all hope that you find his penis amazing. So let's hear it from the men. As you know, in creating this program, I interviewed several men I know to get them to spill their secrets. Of course, I had to ask them about their penis obsession. So here's what they told me. My dick is half of my identity, at least. I look at my two kids and think, wow, my penis is what helped create them. I love my dick. It gives me so much pleasure and, thankfully, has never let me down. Mine has a nickname. It's like he's a person, really. I've never had a nickname for it. That would feel like talking about myself in third person. I still think about John Bobbitt 20 plus years later. Man, I can't imagine what that poor guy has gone through. I've never come without having my penis involved, but making a woman come is equally as much of a turn-on as having her touch my cock. I don't spend time looking at it thinking it's so magnificent. Well, okay, actually I do. It's funny looking and magnificent. I've been told it's big. I'm pretty sure that's true, but even if it isn't, I do love hearing from my girlfriend how big she thinks it is. The women I've slept with who I think the most fondly of are the ones who acted like they were obsessed with my dick. I mean, not in a creepy way, but they did let me know they loved it. I do spend a lot of time thinking about my penis. I also spend a lot of time thinking good thoughts about my wife's vagina. And I wonder if she spends as much time thinking about this stuff as I do. Ha ha. I know it's probably average in size, but it's thick. I do think it's thicker than most. I take pride in that. Okay. So I also had to ask them if there was anything they wished more women knew about the penis. I wish more women were confident about touching it. Experiment. I'll tell you what I like, but I love it when a woman explores on her own. The tip is extremely sensitive, like uber sensitive. If you want me to last longer, spend more time and attention on the base and the shaft. I wish women would just ask me what I want. Why are so many of you afraid to talk about dicks? There is a reason we talk about deep throating. It feels absolutely amazing. I wish my wife would practice and get rid of her gag reflex. Handle with care. Think about it. Do you like a guy to be rough with your clit right off the bat? Not every penis is the same. Some guys actually prefer blowjobs. Some want a good old-fashioned handy J too. And don't forget to pay attention to the balls. Me? I like it all. Remember, lube or saliva, the wetter the better. Dry can hurt. If you just want it to be over with, focus all your attention on the tip. But if you want to really tease me and please me and get a lot more from me, focus on the center of the shaft to the base. I wish more women knew just how hot it is when she takes control and is confident in pleasuring me. I don't always want to have to ask for head either. That's some good information, right? So it boils down to this. Love his dick to get his devotion. The more affection, attention, and love you shower on his cock, the more he feels like a man. A big, strong, sexy, virile man. And the more he feels like a strong and virile man, the more he'll view you as an incredible sex goddess. By loving his penis almost as much as he does, you will drive him absolutely wild with appreciation for you, because he's probably never had a woman love on his penis this way. It's true. Men yearn to be objectified, and they so rarely get to revel in it. Most women make that ooh face when they come face to face with a naked wiener. And I bet you might even be making that face right now. So you need to reprogram your brain with regard to his penis. You need to think about his cock. You need to tell yourself how much you love it. Worship it. You need to have his cucumber on your brain 24/7. So here's what I want you to do. Say it out loud right now. I love his beautiful, amazing penis. Repeat and repeat it again. And the more you say this, the more you'll start to believe it. When he's changing his clothes or fresh out of the shower, I want you to stare at his penis. Lick your lips and smile and be really obvious about it. Pretend you're the big bad wolf and his dick is your prey. He may feel a little shy at first because it's not something he's probably used to, but he will absolutely love it. All the more reason to do this. The third thing I want you to do is tell him you love his dick. A text out of the blue that just says, "I'm just thinking of how much I love your dick," will blow his mind. Simple as that. But I want you to get in the habit of telling him things like, "I love your dick. Your penis is incredible. I can't wait to feel your penis inside me. I want to have your dick in my mouth. Your penis is beautiful. Your cock feels so amazing. I want your hard cock so bad. You have such a magnificent cock. Your dick gives me so much pleasure. I love making you and your cock happy and satisfied. I can't stop thinking about your amazing penis. Seeing your hard dick turns me on. I love how thick your cock is." And make up your own, you know, all sorts of phrases that are just paying homage to how wonderful you think his wiener is. The fourth thing is I want you to use descriptive phrases about his penis during sex. Use lots of dick talk during sex, basically. It's his, quote-unquote, moment in the spotlight. Things like, "I love how your dick fills me up. Take it slow, you're so big. Your cock is so big, give it all to me. I love your hard cock. You last so long. Your dick feels so good. Show me your big hard dick. Give me your big hard dick. Fuck me with your amazing cock. I love how you fuck me with your big hard cock." I mean, it's just kind of a, you know, rearranging of the words. Whatever comes out, whatever feels natural, play around with it. And it really doesn't matter what you say exactly, just that you talk about it. And in pretty much every single lesson in this program, I'll be showing you ways to talk about his wiener. And yes, it feels silly, and declaring your devotion to his dick may not even be the truth yet. But the more you do this, the more you actually believe you love his penis. And the more you believe it, the more you show it. And the more you show it, the more he feels desired and powerful. And that's so powerful and intoxicating to him. And it will earn you his utter devotion. Why? Because you love his cock like no other woman ever has before. Okay, so you might be thinking right now, I'm shy about saying all this stuff. If you feel a little uncomfortable with all this dick talk, you aren't alone. A lot of ladies aren't crazy about this at first. And I understand the idea of saying some of these phrases might be making you freak out a little bit. However, I promise I tell you what's going to make your guy feel like he's won the sexual lottery, and cock worship is part of it. One way you can tailor the language to a bit more comfortable level is to start out by taking out the word cock and dick and substitute it for you where appropriate. For example, "You feel so good. I love how hard I make you. I love how good you feel." Right? Okay, so you get the idea. And like I say throughout this program, there's not a right way or a wrong way to do it. And just get comfortable. But I really do want you to do these exercises, practice saying it. Because if you follow my advice, you're going to get the results. So upcoming in Module 6, I want to let you know, I'm going to give you the information on how to give him a blowjob that'll totally make his eyes roll into the back of his head with pleasure. So be prepared for that. And I'm telling you this, even if you don't like the idea of giving blowjobs, you will after you do this one.